Don't you know you've got a friend? Ain't you heard you've got a friend? Don't you know about your friend?
You might find it appropriate that I played that to wrap up this show because parts of that album, yeah, that was U2 from the Under the Blood Red Sky album, was recorded literally 38 years ago today, June 5th, 1983. So I'm wrapping up the Viva La Mach radio program with a selection from that disc with 40. And speaking of anniversaries, would you believe it was 50 years ago today? Now I'm talking June 5th, 50 years ago, June 5th, 1971, that James Taylor released the original version, or I should say his original version of You've Got a Friend. That I played before the U2 was the House Martins version of You've Got a Friend. And I start off the entire set there with the Faces with Ooh La La in tribute to Ronnie Lane, who passed away back in 1997 at the tender age of 51. But he had been battling MS for 21 years, and he was the bass player in the Faces. That wraps up this program called Viva La Mach. Thank you so much for tuning in. shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I'll catch you guys next week.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering, too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Thank you. deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Seven in the morning, step on the floor, walking through the kitchen and you open the door. Ain't much left in the bottle of juice because the seeds that you planted never reproduce. Computer's still running, but your mind is crashed because the plans that you made never came to pass. Now you're recognizing the time is hard when you're trying to take a bite at your ATM card. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Jimmy's on life and stabilized at the age of 15 on the drink and drive. No one ever could seem to empathize. Making babies in the backseat on tranquilizers. Papa never was much of Rolling Stones. See, he just liked to sit and drink alone. Mama always tried to do the best she could. She would work all day and come home. But we all vain, we all strange, we all stained, we all love to just complain. But nobody wants to seem to get along. See, we got shame, we got pain, we got blame, we all a little bit insane. So that's why I sing this song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music, music. And even the choir ones. They deserve music.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Close enough. Jersey.
You're not as messed up as you think you are. Your self-absorption makes you messier. Just settle down and you would feel a whole lot better deep down. You're just like everybody else. She's not as pretty as she thinks she is. Just picture her after she's had kids. I bet she sits at home and listens to the Smiths deep down. She's just like everybody else. With his arguing, he's crap for dancing, yeah, and he can't hold his drink deep down. He's just like everybody else. I'm not as awesome as his song makes out. I'm angry, underweight, and sketching out. I'm building bonfires on my vanities and doubts to get warm, just like everybody else.
gone to break your heart in two. It's true. It's not hard to realize. Just look into her false colored eyes. She'll build you up to just put you down. What a clown. Cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks. Hear the way she talks. Seven, have a look. She's gone to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the streets. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gone to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true, cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks.
Hey kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Is Mark G of the Evolution Control Committee, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, where the drunken pants are going wild!
Welcome to the show, everybody. Lots of big news to talk about, including some really important pharmaceutical developments, as we might call them. Merck is now pushing into the emergency use authorization request phase a so-called COVID pill that they say, based on their trials, reduces the risk of hospitalization and death by about 50%. Now, my view on this has been that politics aside, having an effective treatment in addition to a vaccine is a really great thing. There's a lot of people thinking about this in the context of the unvaccinated. Well, now the unvaccinated don't have to worry because they can take a pill if they get the virus and it cuts risk of hospitalization and death by 50%. There may be people that are going to think about it that way, but not me. Let's talk about the developments, and then we will go from there. Merck says COVID pill cuts risk of death and hospitalization. In a potential leap forward in the global fight against the pandemic, drug maker Merck said Friday that its experimental pill for people sick with COVID reduced hospitalizations and deaths by half. If cleared by regulators, it would be the first pill shown to treat COVID-19, adding a whole new easy-to-use weapon to an arsenal that already includes the vaccine. The company said it will soon ask health officials in the U.S. and around the world to authorize the pill's use. A decision from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration could come within weeks after that. All other COVID treatments authorized in the U.S. require an IV or an injection. A pill taken at home, by contrast, would ease pressure on hospitals and could also help curb outbreaks in poorer and more remote corners of the world that don't have access to the more expensive infusion therapies. This would allow us to treat many more people much more quickly, and we trust much less expensively. Merck and its partner Ridgeback Biotherapeutics early results showed patients who received the drug molnupiravir within 5 days of COVID symptoms had about half the rate of hospitalization and death as those who received a dummy pill, the placebo. The study tracked 775 adults with mild to moderate COVID, considered high risk for disease because of health problems like obesity, diabetes, or heart disease. The results have not yet been reviewed by outside experts, the usual procedure for vetting new medical research. Among patients taking molnupiravir, 7.3% were either hospitalized or died at the end of 30 days, compared with 14% of those getting the dummy pill. That is a significant reduction. After that time period, there were no deaths among those who received the drug, compared with 8 deaths in the placebo group. This is one of those cases we've talked about before, medical ethics. When the test medication or procedure seems to be working so well, it becomes unethical to keep people on the placebo. And in fact, that's what they talk about here. The results were so strong that an independent group of medical experts monitoring the trial recommended stopping it early. Executives plan to submit data to the FDA in the coming days, and experts stress the importance of getting vaccinated anyway. So again, a lot of people hearing this and saying, we've been saying there's going to be a treatment of some kind. We don't need to get vaccinated. That's not at all what this is about. My thinking is the following math. This is a great additional layer in addition to vaccination. We've talked so much about, you know, I did what was available to me. I went and got the vaccine. And yet it's not 100%. No vaccine is 100%. And immunity may wane, as is often the case with vaccines. We're trying to figure out to what degree and how much, and how much in relation to the mutations of the coronavirus. But we've done all those things, and yet we could still get it, and we could get really sick, and we could die. So what do you do? Well, here we have something that's an additional barrier. It's not something to justify getting no vaccine. Imagine that your risk of death is 90% lower with the vaccine. So, okay, let's say the overall infection fatality rate of COVID is 0.8. Why are we saying 0?